And now, the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour.
Dobré ráno všem posluchačům Československé nedělní hodiny na WCEV 1450.
Good morning to all our listeners from WCEV 1450. You are listening to Klára Moldová
and Irena Čajková.
Svátky vánoční již pomalu ťukají na dveře. Vždyť dnes už zapalujeme třetí svíci na adventním věnci a v mnohých domovech začíná vonět vánoční cukroví. A tak ať už připravujete své domovy na svátky, nebo nás posloucháte v autě na cestách či v práci, jsme rádi, že trávíte čas právě s námi.
Zapal svíčky sváteční, bílé svíčky sváteční, naplň poháry přátel, které máš rád. Neboť zákon lásky člověku káže dávat a brát. Připrav mísy sváteční, plné vůně sváteční, ať tvým neznámý známý mohou si vzít. Neboť zákon lásky člověku káže sklízet a sít. Připoj píseň sváteční, píseň krásnou sváteční, kterou možná tvůj táta před léty hrál. Zapal svíčky sváteční, bílé svíčky sváteční, naplň poháry přátel, které máš rád. Neboť zákon lásky člověku káže sklízet a sít. Neboť zákon lásky člověku káže dávat a brát.
V rámci zpomalení vánočního schonu vám dnes přinášíme další zajímavý rozhovor, prokládaný příjemnou sváteční hudbou. Dnes máme ve studiu Johna Přitasila, prezidenta Czechoslovak American Congress, a muže velmi čeného v aktivitách česko-americké komunity tady v Chicagu. Dobrý den, Johne.
Dobré ráno každýho.
Dobré ráno, děkujeme, že jste přišel k nám do studia. For our listeners who don't speak Czech, our guest today is Mr. John Přitasil, president of the Czechoslovak American Congress. And since we devoted our last broadcast to St. Nicholas and his two companions, let me start with a question. We know that you have a special relationship with Mikuláš every year. Has he asked you for help this year again?
Actually, yes, he has. Just last Saturday, he asked me for some help, yes.
What kind of help?
He was unable to make it down to the area, to the Chicago area, so he asked me to kind of fill in for him.
So did Mikuláš let you use his outfit?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had to be very careful with it, though. He's very sensitive about that.
So when you were a little boy, did Mikuláš come to your house?
Every year. Every year we hung up our punčochy, and we had to write a letter to Svatý Mikuláš, which always had to be in Czech. Oh. And then he would always respond to us about how we should listen to our mother and father more often. And then if we were lucky, we'd get little toys and some oranges and some cookies, or we'd get some onions and potatoes.
And did Mikuláš come alone, or did he come with his little buddy?
No, he came with the two buddies, the angel, the anjel, and of course the čert, who we were always very, very afraid of.
And did you always, did you have to learn a poem for Mikuláš?
In Česká škola, yes, every year. My bubby would always teach us the poem, and then we'd always have a little nadílka for Christmas, and then we'd have to say the poem. We usually got a dollar for that, sometimes.
Which you then had to give to the čert as a bribe, I'm sure.
No, that we kept.
So how did you make the čert not take you with you? What did you tell him?
We were a little faster than he was. At the time, the čert was kind of old, and so we could outrun him pretty well.
So you already mentioned that you have a Czech background. Could you tell us more about your family and about your Czech customs at home? And
oh, sure. There's I'm one of four children. I'm the youngest, much younger than my other siblings. And my mother and father raised us with all the Czech customs and everything. As far as growing up, we spoke Czech at home before we spoke English. And so we just grew up with Christmas was always very Czech in our household, especially Christmas Eve. Christmas Day was kind of just a big dinner, but we celebrated more the traditional Czech way for Christmas Eve, where we had the fish, never any meat. We always had guba. And different things like that. And that's when we always, we got gifts on Christmas Eve. We opened everything there, but the big visit was always for Svatý Mikuláš.
Mm-hmm. And did you feast on Christmas Eve to see Zlaté prasátko?
We never did the Zlaté prasátko. I never heard of that until a lot later, when we were already older. We never really did that at all.
And actually, maybe some of our listeners never heard of guba that you have just mentioned. Can you explain what that is?
Guba, actually, as I found out later, I just assumed that everybody had guba because we went visiting on Christmas Eve to different people that we knew that were close family friends. They all had guba, so all of our houses smelled pretty much like mushrooms and garlic because everybody had guba. And guba is basically, it's a baked dish. It's like a casserole made out of barley, mushrooms, and garlic. Is all in there, and that's more on the Czech side. The Moravani that I know do not have guba.
I'm from Bohemia, and we didn't have it.
You never had guba?
No.
Yeah, actually, neither did we.
I never saw Zlaté prasátko in my life.
You never did?
But that's not for guba.
I never saw Zlaté prasátko, but it's because I always ate something during
that's
the day.
Right.
I don't think the Zlaté prasátko liked guba, so I don't think he ever came to our house.
John, did you sing any Christmas carols in Czech at home when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, always. We knew all the koledy, all the traditional ones, you know, Nesem vám noviny and Páslavce Valaši we sang, and Narodil se Kristus Pán, all the traditional ones. We sang those a lot in Czech school, always in Czech school. And then we did sing them at home sometimes, but more often in school or when we had our little programs and things, we always sang the Czech Christmas songs. And we still listen to them always at home now.
Well, why don't we then take a little break and listen to a couple of these songs?
Yeah.
If you have just tuned in, we are here in the studio with Mr. John Přitasil, the president of the Czech American Congress.
John, I know that you contributed to a book called Czechs in Chicagoland with some of your family materials and pictures. Mm-hmm. And I saw you at the picture with a sign saying Škola Alois Jirásek. So it seems like you went to Czech school, and could you tell us more about it?
Oh, you've done your homework, haven't you? You're like a Czech detective. We were honored to be part of that book. We worked with Milan Sternstein on there, and we were very excited to be a part of it and share a little bit of our lives with people. And that sign, which it's funny you bring up, I still have that sign. It's in my basement.
You do?
And it still says Škola Alois Jirásek. My mom had actually made that sign for in Czech school we were part of when they had the National Sokol Sled there. Our Czech school marched out with all the different Czech organizations. So we carried that sign. And then probably 35 years or 40 years later, I found that sign when they were closing Sokol Berwyn, and I found it backstage, that sign. So I took it home.
Mm-hmm. What has become of the Alois Jirásek school?
Alois Jirásek Česká škola. It was quite a large school when I went, and they had, before I was there, they had several classes during the day. When I went, it was pretty much the one class in the morning. And we went from 9 to noon. And there were pretty much no cartoons for us to watch at home because my mother always made us go to Czech school. So we always went. And the school now no longer exists. It used to be housed in Sokol Berwyn. And the Sokol has since merged with another unit, which is now Sokol Spirit in Brookfield. And so the schools and classes are actually held at Sokol Brookfield now.
Mm-hmm. Tak, Johne, my se vás teďka zeptáme česky. Mm-hmm. Jestli jste... Nejdřív teda bychom chtěli vidět, jak dobře česky umíte. A jelikož nás možná poslouchají děti, co také chodí do české školy a v sobotu ráno musí brzo vstávat, jestli byste jim mohl říct, proč je to dobře, že chodí do české školy?
A jako moje babička vždycky nás říkala, musíte každou sobotu do českého školu, aby my jsme se naučili to a podporovat tu a to národu. Ty písničky, ty tance a všecko to, co to všecko znamená. A tak ona byla to, moc si to zajímavalo, když my jsme to dělali taky. Tak my to ještě děláme. My ještě děláme ty tance a ještě nosíme kroji a ještě zpíváme ty písničky a všecky. A tak teď budeme zpívat koledy na Vánoce. Tak.
A jak se říká, kolik jazyků umíš, tolikrát si člověkem, takže my tady vlastně máme Honzu Přitasila a Johna Přitasila.
Lidi mi volají, já jsem Honza, Jan, Jenda, všelijaký jméno. Když já jsem byl malý, já jsem byl Jeníček.
A taky vám říkají pane prezidente, so some of us call you Mr. President, right?
Yes, you do, Madam Secretary, yes.
Yes, I do, Mr. President. So John Přitasil, who's in the studio with us this morning, is a president of Czechoslovak American Congress. And could you tell us more about the history of the Congress and about its background? And
oh, sure. The Czechoslovak American Congress is actually based here in the Chicago area. And it was founded, the beginnings are back in 1976, is when the United States was celebrating their bicentennial. And all the different ethnic communities were asked to participate somehow in that milestone by having their own communities put on some kind of either a festival or some kind of an event. So the Czech community got together and they put up the Czechoslovak Bicentennial Museum. musical panorama, and you had the different singing groups. And at the time, we had a lot more groups in the area, but there were the different singing groups, the dance groups, the Czech schools. Everybody participated. And it worked out so well that after it was over, people thought, well, it's kind of a shame to let this organization go. So the Czechoslovak American Bicentennial Committee became the Czechoslovak American Congress. And it's just a great way for all the different organizations to come together. And we have well over 30 organizations now that are our members. And we also have individuals that people, if they're not part of an organization, but they still want to be a part. It started out as part of the bicentennial celebration, but also through a calendar that we do, it fosters a cooperation between the different groups. So nobody schedules an event that they have on the same day as another Czech organization would have something. My mom used to say, "Češi se to sami skazí," which means, you know, three groups, and they all have to have an event, and they all pick the same day. So the calendar is great that way. You could kind of look on that calendar and say, "Oh, TGM has an event that day, so we won't schedule anything that day. We'll have it the next Sunday." And it's worked out very well. The cooperation is great among the different clubs. We have different size clubs. Some are younger generations, some are older generations, some have a lot of members, some don't have that many anymore. But everybody works together real well, and we have two major events that we do every year. We have our annual Lidice commemoration in June, and then we have our annual festival picnic that's usually in July.
So you've been in existence for almost 40 years?
Yes, if something. I can add correctly, right around there somewhere. Mm-hmm.
What do you consider to be your biggest accomplishment?
I think the biggest accomplishment, and it's not my personal accomplishment, it's an accomplishment of the Congress, is people always say that the different clubs can never get along. And I think we've proved that there are people who continue to say that, but I think we've proved them wrong time and time again. I want people could see how well our events are run, how each club is able to take a part of that, and they run with it, and they're not micromanaged where they can't make a decision on their own. Everybody works really well together and pitches in wherever they need to, and it's a really good working relationship, and a lot of people look towards the Czech Congress on how we do things, and it actually works out really well. So that, I think, is the biggest impact that they've had.
Přicházejí šťastné a veselé. po starých zámeckých schodech, po schodech z kamene. Po starých zámeckých schodech, po schodech z kamene. Každý večer pana chodí, za ruku se s hochem vodí, srdce má zmáme.
Dobré nedělní ráno, my jsme tady ve studiu s panem Johnem Přitasilem, který je naším dnešním hostem. As John mentioned before we played his favorite two songs for him, there is a calendar people can subscribe to. So if people would be interested in getting on your mailing or emailing list, what are they supposed to do?
Well, all they have to do is send me, we could list my email address on your website or on the Facebook, page, and just send me an email that you want to be added to the mailing list. And we have several hundred people already on that list. The list is made available to our member organizations from the Czech Congress, and it's a great way to get the word out about the different events and things that the club sponsors. Most of these are all events sponsored by the organizations. They're not individual events, or they're more to help support the different clubs. But just send me an email, and I will add you to the list, and the calendar comes out whatever month the Congress has a meeting.
And if there are organizations that would like to be part of the Czech American Congress, what is that procedure?
There's an application process, and they could send me their email address if they're interested as well, and we could send them an application, and there's a very nominal membership fee that they would pay, and then we bring it to our meeting, and then they're made a member organization.
Mm-hmm. And this way, their events get on your calendar.
Exactly. Well. Mm-hmm. But we take other events if you don't necessarily have to be a member. We encourage all the local organizations to join us, but if there's an event that we want to list that's important to the Czech community, we will list that as well.
So we were talking about projects and events organized by the Czechoslovak American Congress. What are your visions? What are the visions mm-hmm. of the Congress for the future?
We hope to keep continuing on as we have been. We hope to grow the Congress. We hope to encourage all the other organizations to take part and to actively come to our meetings. Each organization is allowed 2 delegates that usually come and vote on different things, but their other members are welcome to come as well. We encourage people to come to, especially to our annual commemoration of Lidice out in Crest Hill, Illinois. We encourage people to come to that and especially participate in the picnic. The picnic work, it's not only that one day, it goes on all year long. So we encourage people to help with that and to support our member organizations. It's not just about the Congress, it's about all the different organizations that are included in the Congress and to support them in their events as well.
And since we are talking about Christmas again, I know that you've been involved with this Christmas Around the World project.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell our listeners more about this?
Oh, sure. That's a wonderful event. I'm part of that through another organization that I'm a member of, which is the Moravian Cultural Society. And personally, I've been doing Christmas Around the World probably since I was 4 years old. And that was even before I was involved in MCS. But I started that through Czech school. So in Česká škola, we played the little children. And then as we got older, my parents had roles in the play. It's almost like a miniature divadla that we do. And it tells the story of an old world Czech Christmas, not necessarily a Christmas that you would see in Czechach today, but a Christmas maybe quite some time ago with the different customs that we do. We have the different dances that we perform. Of course, Svatý Mikuláš is there with the Anděl and the Čert. I've risen through the ranks, and now I play Svatý Mikuláš. I used to play the little bad boy, and so now I'm Svatý Mikuláš. But it's a lot of us from the club get together to put that on. It's at the Museum of Science and Industry every year. We do the Czech tree as well. That's still on display until January 4th at the Museum of Science and Industry. And they've been very, very supportive of the Czech groups. We've been one of the founding countries when they started that festival, and I believe they're going on their 75th anniversary in a few years.
If you would like to contact John Přitasil and sign up to receive the CAC calendar or to become a part of the Congress, please email him at jpritasil@sbcglobal.net. If you don't have a pen and paper handy right now, you can look this information up on our Facebook page.
Well, since we've been talking about World Christmas, we'll now listen to, we'll play a little song for you called Světové Vánoce.
Obloha kabát si rozepla a vločky začaly vířit. Vojáci sedli si do tepla, přestali na sebe mířit. Nastal čas dětí a nadějí, utichly spory a hádky, z nebe se na zemi snášejí vánoční svátky. Evropáni, Australáni, Běloši i Černoši napíšou si blahopřání, potom jen takhle noší. Evropáni, Australáni, Běloši i Černoši napíšou si blahopřání, potom jen tak lenoší. Lenoší, lenoší, potom jen tak lenoší.
Evropané i Australané, na vánoční pohlednice pište směrovací čísla, urychlíte tím poštovní styk, děkujeme vám.
Eskimáci, Eskimáci zpívají si koledu, stromek se jim nekymácí, zapíchli ho do ledu. Eskimáci, Eskimáci zpívají si koledu, stromek se jim nekymácí, zapíchli ho do ledu. Do ledu, do ledu, zapíchli ho do ledu.
Eskimáci
Nedávejte dětem pod stromeček harpuny, je to nebezpečné, děkujeme vám.
Indiáni, indiáni, sem tam slzu uroní, pak se smějou bez přestání, ze všech nejvíc huroni. Indiáni, indiáni, sem tam slzu uroní, pak se smějou bez přestání, ze všech nejvíc huroni. Huroni, huroni, ze všech nejvíc huroni.
Indiáni, nedávejte dětem pod stromeček skalpy, není to výchovné, děkujeme vám.
Australáni, Australáni z Adelaidy ze Sydney, že neznají sánkování, Vánoce mají prach bídný. Australáni, Australáni z Adelaidy ze Sydney, že neznají sánkování, Vánoce mají prach bídný. Prach bídný, prach bídný, Vánoce mají prach bídný.
Klokani, nedávejte mláďatům na hraní prskavky. Mohlo by dojít k propálení kapsy, děkujeme vám.
Bledé tváře, černé tváře, dělají si radosti. Po nebi se line záře, psi se těší na kosti. Bledé tváře, černé tváře, dělají si radosti. Po nebi se line záře, psi se těší na kosti. Na kosti, na kosti, psi se těší na kosti.
Vážení psi, nesežerte všechny kosti hned, něco si zahrabte na horší časy, děkujeme vám.
Obloha kabát si rozepla a vločky začaly vířit. Vojáci sedli si do tepla, přestali na sebe mířit.
Nastal čas dětí a nadějí, utichly spory a hádky, z nebe se na zemi snášejí.
Vánoční svátky.
This is WCEV 1450 AM, Cicero, Illinois. WCEV, we're Chicagoland's ethnic voice.
slétla na tvůj práh, svět lásku má.
So, Jan, over the years, what have been some of the obstacles that the Czech-American Congress has faced?
As far as the Congress goes, it's trying to keep people interested in things and getting people involved. Everybody seems to enjoy the events and things that we sponsor, and I'm speaking more for the Congress and its different member organizations. It's sometimes it's difficult to change the way things have always been done. And so people are used to doing things a certain way. And sometimes, you know, times have changed from now from what they were 25, 30 years ago. And sometimes that's difficult for people to accept a different way of doing things, just to make it make the events more accessible to people and get more people involved. And getting the younger generation has always been a challenge. And I have to laugh now. Sometimes people, you know, look to me when they say younger generation, and I don't consider myself younger by any stretch of the imagination anymore. But I think a lot of the different groups have shown an increase in younger membership, and the key is to get them involved, let them make decisions, let them chair an event, let them be in charge of something, and then support them. Maybe sometimes, you know, a new idea won't work. Maybe it'll be a great idea, and you can grow from there. So that, I think, has been an obstacle for the different organizations.
Well, John, it seems like you're very active. What do you get out of it?
Definitely personal satisfaction. it's one of those things that it's, you know, people have asked me that question before, and I truly enjoy it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be involved in it as long as I have. We, you know, started, I've been involved since, like I think I said before, between 4 and 5 years old. And my parents always supported us in that, to know where we came from and where they came from, and our grandparents and everything else was always very important to me personally. And the older I got, I realized just how important it is. So it's a lot of fun. It could be very frustrating at times with different situations that run up, but we do always have a good time. We, especially now lately, the different clubs get along very well. There's not this, you know, competition between the different organizations. I think that's key in getting everybody to work together, and people support each other's events, and they go and have a good time, which is nice to go to another group's event, because then it'll give you a chance to take a break and you don't have to run anything. You could sit there and have a good time.
Well, we're looking forward to meeting you at picnics and at Lidice and at several events you're in charge of. And thank you for your time this morning. Děkujeme za rozhovor.
Ano, nemáte zač zkusit moje čeština, tady jsou dva učitelky hlavní, tak tady mě poslouchají, tak já jsem moc, my se vždycky říkáme, nervózní, jak já mluvím česky, vždycky na mě lidi nadávají. Tak.
Jeníčku, děkujeme za návštěvu a přejeme hezkou neděli.
Aha, veselé Vánoce taky.
Veselé Vánoce.
Zima, 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 všude je veliká, všude sníh, všecko led na tři zámky zamyká. Domy jsou jako dort, všude bílé cukroví, severák, ta silkort, k útoku se hotoví. Zima, 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 všude je veliká, koho smích nehřeje, ten to rýmou odpiká, kdo si teď nespívá, marně dlaně zakřívá, tak jdu k vám se mnou sen, bílá závěj, bílý den. Zima je, zima je, zima je v lese, zima je na poli, na štrbském veste, s nebesy na domy peřinu snese, honkejme se, helejme se, zima je, zima je, zima je tady, zima je ve městě, zima jde všady, tatínek hupuje, děti jsou rády, stříbr září výklady. Zima, 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 na skle mráz chodí vos, bručounům, mračounům, mrznou uši, mrzne nos, chaloupkám za pár chvil, bílé čapky na sněží, severák ze všech sil, zvonů fouká do věží. Zima, 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 švihla dnů do sení, dětský smích na bruslích, bílé vločky předhání, rolničkou zacinká, zimní víla malinká, zadýchá zapičí, nese vůni jehličí. Zima je, zima je, zima je hezká, vymyte, zamete, tancuje, tleská cesta i necesta včera i dneska, rolničková humoreska. Zima je, zima je, zima je kočka, nikdy ji překvapí, jindy si počká, zima je píseň sněhová vrška, štůdlka prváčka. Jede k nám, co ty ne, podívej, bílý kůň, tak si naskoč, Martine. Jede k nám, jede zas, bude zima, bude mráz, byť má do ledu, svoj ti bílo do ledu. Zima je, zima je, zima je v lese, zima je na poli, na štrbské vlase, z nebesy na zemi peřinu se, tak koupejme se, helejme se. Zima je, zima je, zima je hezká, bude i zítra, jako je dneska, jako ta stará písnička česká, které každý zá.
This segment of the program is brought to you by William Blair & Company, helping individual investors meet their financial objectives since 1935. To learn more about how William Blair can assist you with your investments, please call Edward Dellin at 312-364-8811. Again, that's 312-364-8811. Or email him at ddellin@williamblair.com.
Následující část vysílání vám přináší William Blair & Company, která již od roku 1935 pomáhá investorům dosáhnout jejich finančních cílů. Více informací o tom, jak může pomoci William Blair i vám, vám poskytne pan Edward Dellin na telefonním čísle 312 364 88 11 312 364 88 11 nebo na e-mailu ddellin@williamblair.com.
The CCACC Third Annual Christmas Bazaar is held today, on December 14th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Santa and Puppet Show for kids, traditional Czech Christmas cookies, traditional ornaments, arts, crafts, and much more at the Chicagoland Czech American Community Center at 6635 West Cermak Road in Brevin. Today, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
It is hard to believe that on December 18th it will be 3 years already since Václav Havel passed away. We would like to remember our beloved first Czech president with a song performed by his friend and a wonderful singer, Marta Kubišová.
Ringo Ding is the signature song of Advent concerts, which have been on Czech television for the last 24 years, and Marta Kubišová is one of the moderators. These concerts feature great Czech artists whose performances help raise money for people and institutions in need.
Za mořem nejhlubším, za horou vysokou, za lesem smutnějším, než oči dětí jsou. Křídla vran, tisíc bran, devět řek vedet nám. Poslouchej, stane neštěstí, svým zvonkem zazvoní. Ringo ding, ringo ding, ringo ding, ringo ding. Poslouchej, nemocní se uzdraví a slunce začne hřát. Vyhnou, a kdo nemoh, může vstát. Ringo ding, ringo ding, ringo ding, ringo ding. Poslouchej. Jdou, zazvoní, když přijde čas, kde by mlčky stál každý z nás. Poslouchej. Já zpívám pohádku pro děti zvonečku, pro lásky holčiček, pro ouška chlapečku. Ringo ding, ringo ding, ringo ding, a ringo ding. Poslouchej. Až jednou vyrostou, pak jistě zazvoní. Zrození, pro váš pláč, pro váš smích. Ringo ding,
si pro váš hřích. Poslouchej.
This radio program continues, we rely on the critical support of our listeners. As we are near the end of 2014, we are asking for your help. Please consider making a tax-deductible donation to our radio program before the year's end.
Please email us at info@czechoslovakradio.org or call us at 708-656-9810. And we will provide you with donation materials.
On this note, we would like to give our special thanks to the CSA Lodge Betsy Ross, to Lodge Yankee Jungmann No. 77, and to Lillian Zelenka for their generous donation.
Thank you very much for your support of the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour.
Milí posluchači, děkujeme, že s námi trávíte dnešní nedělní ráno. Zveme vás k poslechu i příští týden, kdy se můžete těšit na spoustu vánoční hudby a na naše malé moderátorské pomocníky ze školy TG Masaryka v Siseru.
Thanks again for being with us today. Don't miss our next show filled with great Czech Christmas music and co-moderated by children from the TG Masaryk Czech School in Siseru.
Od mikrofonu se s vámi loučí a veselé Vánoce vám přejí Klára Moldová
a Irena Čajková
a od mixážního pultu
Vojta Molda.
Celý rok škunery bez přídí, nikdo prý neřídí, sem tam jim kamínek uhladí bok. V domovském přístavu byli i nebyli, čas jim vryl do těla přítulnost chyb. Aha, ještě je naděje, že je noc přiměje, cestou je naučit i řeči ryb. Cestu volí od horských pramenů do údolí, spotůčku potok a cíčky řeka, kdo ví, co nás tam ještě čeká.
Čeká.